Hello, everybody. This is E.T. Ron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're going to be doing some healings this evening. This is what my standard format is to help people get healings, and the nice thing is that there's nothing for you to do. You just sit back and relax, and the doctors on board the Creation Light Shift will be doing these healings for you. So, and if you'd like to call in during any of these, just call in to the line here. I know it's been repeated many times, but it's 877-876-5227, and that's in the United States here. And it's also on your homepage too, I believe, and on this website. So anyway, we'll start off here with, I'll tell you what's new. I think the Monday before Thanksgiving, the Creation Light Shift created a new light shift that is just for the Earth and its ascension process. And this light shift is going to be releasing energies from the Earth to get it back into its original spiritual blueprint of perfection. And then the Earth will do its ascension, which means it'll be in a different vibration at that time. And so where we are now, we're here attempting to integrate ourselves into our bodies more, having our spirit come into our bodies more so that we're able to take our body with us for the ascension process. And last week, being Wednesday about noontime, the Creation Light Ship decided to disconnect everyone from the source energy momentarily. So this is, just follow me through with this here. So it'd be like having a big spotlight on you and everything around you that you can see. And it took that energy away and then it brought it back in again. And it's only now attached to creations of the light, which means that everything created by the light now has its own really strong spiritual connection to the light. And naturally, these are all beings with souls. There are soulless beings walking the planet here, and they will not be connected. Any entities that have been around, maybe taking the energy around you, will have a hard time doing that. Entities are emotional bodies of dead people, typically. Poltergeists, ghosts, etc. Not necessarily spirits from other people that have passed on. Your spirit is looking out of your eyes all the time. I'm not talking about this energy. These energies normally are always taken care of 99.9% of the time during the funeral process of someone or whatever their beliefs are. Normally at that time the spirit leaves. This is the emotional body, which is an earth-based energy. And so what is happening now, it should be hopefully harder to cord people. And it should be harder for these negative energies to attach to us. And so this is part of the inward journey. So I've had a lot of people telling me that they felt kind of strange the last few days. Because most people are used to taking other people's energies. That's just the way it is here. And now that's going to be harder to do. And mainly it is to go inside to have your own connection. This process is a way to eliminate the dark side from being on this planet. And I believe they're going to be doing this probably the next 3 months and increasing the energy to you. So everybody's going to be plugged in a lot stronger spiritually with their divine connection. And everything else around you that is not of the light will tend to drop away. So this is very good. Normally what the Creation Light Shift does, I'll actually find out about it from them, and then it goes out into various websites through other people doing channeling of maybe Divine Beings or the Galactic Federation, et cetera. And that normally is about 3 months after the fact of what actually has happened. So this is brand new information for those online. So you should feel stronger in yourself. You should feel like you have a lot more breathing room now, because before, these energies around you were sort of trying to compress your physical body because you're like swimming in this negative energy. And so now this energy is forced to drop away from you because it cannot attach itself to you. So what we'll do now is, if anyone wants to call in, they can. If they have any questions about this here. The creation light chip, I'll describe what it is. It is creation itself. If you want to use the word God, which I don't use, but you might consider that as God. Normally God is what people have been taught about, which is from the Galactic Federation, our spiritual hierarchy, and that's where most people tend to think God is and where these teachings came from about spirituality and how things started. A lot of that is improper thinking, and it's the way that the dark side can talk to you and tell you why you're here for so long through all your incarnations, because you must reincarnate because you're here to learn spiritual lessons. And I guess the only spiritual lesson is knowing that the dark side has held you captive here. Like I said before, this is my first lifetime in about 3,000 years, and it's my second one on this planet, so I don't really connect with any of the beliefs that are here because they don't pertain to me. All my information is directly from the creation light ship, which is what created you, your spirit. It created your physical body and created the universe, and it has on it all the blueprints of the universe in all dimensions. Everything created in the light is from this creation light ship. And it comes once every 2,000 years, just as it did when Jesus was here, when he was doing his ascension teachings and his ascension healing, getting people to become more in their body so that they're able to do this transformation. So my understanding is when the shift does happen, which will be probably shortly, within a few years, if not, we'll just call it 2012. Everybody feels energy happening around them, and they don't always know what it is, but they do know that something is happening. People who are plugged in a little more spiritually kind of have a sense of urgency right now to do something, not knowing what to do. But some people actually do understand that they have to be in their bodies. Most people go out and buy books and try to get some spiritual knowledge on a crash course, which is what may help you out mentally, but it's not really what is really required of you. What's required is to be in your body. So that's what my teachings are all about, to get into your body so you can be responsible. And your physical body has been here for a long time and through a genetic history. And in this lifetime, you finally have a chance to take your body with your spirit and full consciousness to another dimension if you choose to. And for most people, I would assume they'd probably want to go to the new earth and enjoy heaven on earth and be able to talk about the way the earth used to be and how it has changed. So this will happen in a blink of an eye. So what we're worrying about on this planet as far as pollution, etc., that could be healed instantly. The Galactic Federation, if they were in complete integrity, would and could do all of these things that you hear people talking about. They have the technology to clean all of our water, to clean all of our air, to stop the wars, to eliminate famine, to stop the awful weather that we have at times, the tornadoes. This is all under their guidelines of who they are. And they are capable of doing this 100%. Just that this darkness energy has crept into their organization and the hierarchy of who they are, their spiritual hierarchy, and they just chose not to do this for us. So we're held captive here until the ship that I'm from, the Creation Light Ship, is here to release all these negative energies from us. So if you read any websites in the past, maybe over the last few years, and you see about how something's going to happen in a week from now, and there are people channeling these master names, etc., and they seem very very much in high integrity. But when the final day comes, when something's going to happen, all of a sudden it doesn't happen, and they're told that because of something with the situation here on Earth, like for instance some of the ships landing here to help us out, cannot come because of some type of interference. So all that is just strictly talking about something that doesn't really occur. If they chose to help us out, they would. So that's kind of where I stand on this here. This is why, where I'm from, the creation lightship has to come every 2,000 years to do a cleansing of these negative energies. So we'll switch now into some healing work. And so what I'm going to do for all of you is an emotional healing. And if you've done this before, you're going to be getting cleaned out quite nicely. And each day that I do it means that you're going to be cleared from the last time that we've done this to now. So I'm going to first do an emotional clearing on everybody listening. We're going to go to our sixth chakra, and I use the word replace the zero charge. And we're going to go from this point in time back to your last birthday. So here we go. Sixth chakra, replace the zero charge. Fifth, replace the zero charge. Fourth, replace the zero charge. Third, replace the zero charge. Second, replace the zero charge. First, replace the zero charge. Okay, going back one full year from then. Sixth, replace the zero charge. Fifth, replace the zero charge. Fourth, replace the zero charge. Third, replace the zero charge. Second, replace the zero charge. First, replace the zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth chakra, replace the zero charge. Fifth, replace the zero charge. Fourth, replace the zero charge. Third, replace the zero charge. Second, replace the zero charge. First, replace the zero charge. Okay, so if you like, just kind of sit back. Like I said, there's nothing for you to do on these healings. The Creation Lightship, Light Being Doctors do this for you. They pull up your complete database of your physical body. They pull up the database of your spirit, and they just start clearing the emotional charges out of you so that you're able to take more spirit energy into your body. This healing heals your emotional body. It heals the imprinting that the emotional body did on your spirit, and it also heals the emotional imprinting on your physical body. So just sit back right now and close your eyes. Take a couple of deep breaths. And just look at something that happened to you that caused you pain and trauma, physical anxieties, emotional upset. And just kind of look at it now, and it should feel very distant to you, like somebody else's movie. I'll give you about a half a minute here just to sample that energy. And you can look at it. It shouldn't have any fear involved in it. It shouldn't be scary to look at something that happened to you. Most people look at something and they start laughing. And they put a big smile on their face because they're now rid of the situation in their life that haunted them. And you should feel your body a little more relaxed now. So the next clearing we're going to do is a feeling body clearing. This is the emotional one. The feeling body is similar. They kind of both work together. But the emotional body is the main one that everyone should do. And here we go. Just sit back and relax again. So sixth chakra, replace the zero charge. Fifth, replace the zero charge. Third, replace the zero charge. Second, replace the zero charge. First, replace the zero charge. And next year back for one full complete year. Sixth, replace the zero charge. Fifth, replace the zero charge. Fourth, replace the zero charge. Third, replace the zero charge. Second, replace the zero charge. First, replace the zero charge. And one more year back. Sixth, replace the zero charge. Fifth, replace the zero charge. Fourth, replace the zero charge. Third replace a zero charge. Second replace a zero charge. First replace a zero charge. Okay, and again, just sit back and look at some situation that you may have encountered in the last couple of years. And just kind of breathe and look into it now, and you're going to find that it's no longer with you. If it's been an event that's been recycling through your whole life, it may not be released completely, but it should have some definite improvement on the way you feel about the situation. These clearings are instantaneous. They're a complete divine grace healing. There's nothing for you to do. I can do it for anyone on this planet. And so I have people calling in and they want the brothers and sisters done. They may not believe in healing whatsoever, but the creation light shift will heal these people for you. And I'll do one more healing. This is your mental body. And this takes a whole different set of divine light being doctors right now. And they're ready to go. So here we go. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Next year back, one full year. Sixth replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And this is very similar to like defragmenting your home computer. Just kind of sit back now and look at your thoughts. And you may find that your thinking ability is a little bit faster. Sometimes mind chatter leaves people. So these healings, what I do, I charge $5 for each year of your life. Just take your age times 5. So if you're 50 years of age, it's $250. It takes about 1 hour to do over the telephone. All my healings are over the phone. My phone number is very simple. It's toll-free, 1-877. And then it's E-T Heals. E-T-H-E-A-L-S. And I just set up an appointment with you. You mail me a check or money order, and then we're ready to go. I'll do another clearing here. We're going to do a clearing on your past lives. They're basically 100 years at a time, except for right now, which is the year 2000. There's only a few years in it, naturally. So just kind of sit back. I'm going to go from the year 2000 to current. And here we go. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. This is what I call a sensory clearing. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Next year back, and this is going to be 100 years, so this will be the 1900s. So sixth replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. And now we'll do the 1800s. Oh, boy. A lot of energy there from someone out there. 1800s. Sixth chakra replaces zero charge. Fifth replaces zero charge. Fourth replaces zero charge. Third replaces zero charge. Second replaces zero charge. First replaces zero charge. Okay. So the sensory clearing is a little more subtle. You may not feel it as much, although it is sometimes very necessary to have clearings there. Everything that we deal with is in the past. So everything is past life, whether it be 1 second ago or further back in time. But mainly what we're dealing with in this lifetime is from the past, but our body brought it up in this lifetime to deal with. And so they do claim that in metaphysics that your thoughts control your reality. And the thoughts you're having, as far as physical conditions, etc., is really the thoughts of your ancestors. And so you're dealing with their baggage that was passed on to you in this lifetime. And this is what your body now chooses to heal. And at times things recycle that are even further back. And those are much harder to get rid of unless you go back into the past. Otherwise, they're going to be dormant. And they could still be coming up off and on in your life. And then making it activated, causing some kind of physical illness. And I'm sure everybody who's listening definitely will agree that your physical illnesses are caused by emotional density around you. So the way to heal is to get rid of the emotional density. Right now I'm going to do some more healing work on you. We're going to be doing a clearing so that you're going to be able to get more of your spirit into your body. Releasing some energies right now. So again, just sit back and relax as I take away some entities that are possibly inside of you. Some could be attached to you, strong like an energy cord. So these are being taken away now. The new energy that's coming to the planet now for everyone should help to eliminate part of this here. We'll find out more in the next month here. Okay, I'm going to now go out and collect the different spirit fragments of you across the universe. And your spirit leaves you through physical pain, emotional trauma, getting upset, angry, sadness, anything that is not of love energy, of that high frequency energy. So your spirit doesn't want to experience that. It's too low a vibration, so it'll automatically leave you. And if it got hurt in the process and is carrying some type of pain energy with it, it probably will never come back to you unless you do a clearing on it. So, I'm collecting your spirit fragments around you. Okay. And you may feel a presence around you. Of the you that's you, is your spirit that should be in your body, and it's all cleansed now, so it's hard to say how many pieces got cleansed. We could have millions of pieces outside of us, outside of ourselves, so we're bringing back the ones that came forth here. So just kind of sit back and close your eyes if you like, just kind of relax here, and I'm going to count to 10 as I bring more of you into your body. And here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do some more clearings here. So we're going to get rid of some more of these entities that have come to take up your space here. You may feel as your spirit comes into your body, typically your spirit's going to be kind of heavy feeling. When you're out of your body, you become very light. When you're in your body, you're heavy and solid. Okay, so we got rid of some of these entities here. There we go. And call back more of your spirit to yourself here. And like I said, there's nothing for you to do. Creation Lightship is doing this for you. Doesn't matter what kind of belief you have in religion, or if you don't have any belief, it makes no difference to them. You're still connected through your spirit to the divine. Okay. We're going to bring some more of you back into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And now we're going to do this one more time for everyone. Clear out some more entities. Okay. And you may feel them leave you. Okay. And here we go again. Bringing back more of your spirit fragments. So you may feel this as these spirit fragments get collected around your whole body. You might feel a warmth around you. And here we go. They're all cleared and cleaned, ready to come back to help you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you should feel a little heavier in your body. If you'd just like to get up and walk around for maybe a minute of time here, you could do that. You may also would like to look into a mirror and look at your eyes. Your eyes should be brighter. This is pretty standard here. Once you're in your body, you have more of yourself looking out through your eyes. You can tell when somebody's not in their body because their eyes will be kind of glossed over. Just think of looking at people who've been in bars, and you notice that their eyes are kind of always glossy a little bit, and or just people that you may even know who exist that way normally. And the reason why people don't heal is because you're not in your body, number one. So if you're only 20% in your body like most people, then what is the other 80%? Since your body's a host for spirit energy, it'll take on other energies, which we'll call entities, emotional bodies of other people who lived here. And that energy cannot be a conduit for healing. And so at best, you're going to get a 20% healing. And then from there, once your spirit can grasp 20% of the divine energy, then it goes into your baggage. And how much baggage do you have around you? It's like a filter system. And your filters are clogged up. So all of a sudden, you may only receive maybe a 5% healing because of the densities. So this is the most important thing, is to get yourself in your body to become more responsible. So what we're going to do now is a healing where we're going to be bringing you into your body through your feet. Most people come in through their bodies or spirits through the crown chakra and maybe the heart chakra, but because your spirit doesn't really want to be here because of the trauma and low vibration on the earth and the situations here, normally your spirit won't always go down below your waist. So I'm going to have the creation light ship take your spirit out of your body, and you're going to come in now through the bottom of your feet, and it'll move up through your ankles and your knees and your hips and come in that way. So here we go. So we're going to be taking out. So if you're out of your body right now, now you're coming back in again, and out and in, 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 and out and in. We'll do 10 more times here. Out and in. Some people get a little dizzy when this happens here. Out and in. Out and in. Out and in. You may start feeling your legs tingle. If they're tingling, it's because you're having energy coming into your legs now that wasn't there before. This is your spirit reuniting with your body to do healing. This is the sole purpose for being here. Out and in. 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 Out and in, out and in, and out and in. There you go. So you should feel a little heavier now. You should feel your legs actually being more attached to your body. And the density is because you're in your body, not because you're bringing in negativity or anything. It's just feeling who and what you are, and having more of a presence around you and in you. So I'm going to do a little experiment now if you'd like. I'm going to, since you're in your body correctly, I'm going to show you how it feels to be in your body backwards. This happens at times when you have a crash landing. Maybe your alarm clock goes off in the early mornings and you get startled and you jump up out of bed. Well, as soon as that noise hits and you hear the noise, your spirit, wherever it is, out of your body at night, and this is what it does, it leaves you. There's no need to be with you to monitor your body when you're sleeping. This is the only time that your spirit typically will leave you, unless you take drugs, which alter your mind. Other than that, it should be with you all the time. So when it's out, doing whatever it's doing, and then when that alarm clock goes off, all of a sudden you get startled and it has to do a crash landing. So it'll come in as fast as it can to you, because that's your psychic radar. That's your spirit and your body. You have no psychic radar. And it's there to protect your body. And it'll come in, and sometimes it'll come in crooked. So I'm going to take you out and put you in backwards. So your spirit's going to be facing behind you. Now it's facing in front of you. So it's going to take you out now and have your spirit turn around 180 degrees, and you're coming back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. I'll let you just kind of sit with that for about 15, 20 seconds here. You kind of see how it feels. Whenever I do this for people, they go, yeah, you know, I kind of had that feeling once before in my life. And sometimes it can last 4 years. So it's good to know what happens when your spirit's in your body improperly. So I'm going to take you out again and put you in properly again. So your spirit's now going to come out, and you're coming out, and now you're out. I'm going to turn it around 180 degrees and put you back in properly. And you're coming in right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. I'll let you sit there for a little bit. You may need about a half a minute to adjust. And you should have a lot more awareness looking in front of you right now. And what we're going to do next is we're going to bring in some oxygen down here from the Creation Light Ship. This is what they have on the Creation Light Ship. This will be the new oxygen for the new Earth that we're going to be breathing. And from what I can tell, we're not going to fifth dimension. Everybody talks about fifth dimension or even fourth dimension. We're probably going to be going to eighth dimensional energies with the brand new Earth. So that's what is being created now, is the eighth-dimensional Earth. And it's nearly completed. I think it's about 98% done. It was about 95% done probably about 6 months ago. So I would say within probably the next 6 months, the blueprint will be completed. The Earth Spirit is making the blueprint for the new Earth. And since it's in charge of the Earth, that's role to recreate itself. So we're connecting now to this beautiful oxygen from the Creation Light Ship, and we're now going to bring it into your living room or wherever you are sitting now at this time. And it's starting to come in, and I'm going to increase the energy of this here. So stronger, 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 stronger. Take a deep breath now. And exhale and do another deep breath. You might find that it's a little easier to breathe. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So just kind of sit back now and take some deep breaths. This is what the new asana is going to be like. You may find that it's much easier to breathe. You may feel a little more alert as you do your breathing. And what we're going to do now is go up for some quick healing here on the Creation Lightship. So we'll have Janina come. She's the commander of the ship. And she'll help you and transport you to this Creation Lightship. There's only one Creation Lightship. It's from Creation itself. And we're going there. If you have any animals or pets that you'd like to bring along, just think of them. And you may feel a presence around you of this beautiful love energy. And she'll be connecting to your heart center. And the Creation Lightship is multidimensional. It's invisible. It has nothing to do with our 3D reality of UFOs. Although it did create more than likely the beings on them if they're from the light. If they're not from the light, they never were created by the Creation Lightship. The Creation Lightship only works with light frequencies. Okay, we're ready to go up here, so this takes a couple of seconds. So everybody listening now is live on the slime, will go up. If you're on the archives, you will not be going up. So here we go. We're going up right now, and now we're there. We're having a body scan now, finding out what type of beings we are. And next, we're going into the orientation room. And this is the room where we're going to be selecting our doctor teams. Everything is at free choice for us. We can choose healings if they recommend different things for us, or we can just decline them. It's up to what we feel up there. I do have people who can see up on the Creation Lightship as they go up. They feel the sensations. They can look at the different doctors. They can count them. They can see what they're wearing. They see sometimes what type of races they are, or at least how they look. So it goes from people seeing and feeling nothing except being relaxed to the full gamut of being able to communicate with these light beings. And you're up there walking around physically. So we're going to go into a room where they release physical body pain from us. So they're doing that right now. I'm going to bring in a divine energy that was created by the Creation Lightship. We'll bring in the spirit energy, the initial first cause energy down here of Mother Mary. So we're connecting right now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, you can just sit back now and relax if you like here. And you can communicate with Mother Mary. Her presence is with you. And ask for healing and guidance. And up on the ship, we're going to go into a room where they have beautiful hot tubs. There's about a dozen to 15 of them that we go into during the different sessions that I have on my conference calls weekly. And right now they're directing us to go into an orange type of hot tub. This is the orange gel, so we're doing orange energy this time. And this gel does not touch your skin, but it's used to help to detoxify our bodies. This is one room that we're in. I am seeing one other room, and this room is where they're working on our ankles and our feet. and our toes. So it's like someone out there has a toe problem, so they're working on their toes. So they're doing this for all of us, so they'll give us like a little foot massage too and just kind of sit back and relax. And I'll be quiet here for probably about a minute here while you experience this divine healing from the light being doctors. Remember, you're up there physically just like you're here. Okay, you may have felt sensations in your body during this process. We're going to go to another location now on the Creation Light Ship. And we're being escorted into this room, and this is where they're going to be working with arthritis. So they're putting our hands in some special containers full of this fluid, and also our feet. And I see another team in a different room. They're working inside of our mouth for cavities, gum infection. There's some lights being placed above and below our tongue, so we'll have this experience now. So again, just sit back and relax. And I'll bring in another divine energy down here. And we'll bring in Saint Germain. He'd like to come in to give us his personal attention here. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll just let you sit back and relax for about a minute here. Okay, so go to our final room up on the Creation Light Ship. Hello.
Oh, hi, Ron. My name is David from San Pedro. And
hey,
I was just wondering, you were mentioning a little bit about Janina, and if you could explain what Janina's role is.
Yes, thank you. So appreciate your calling in.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I'll answer your question on the telephone here. And you could probably just sign off here so other people can call in. Thank you for calling. So Janina is the commander of the ship. She was created to do this job. She facilitates people down here in the transportation of going to the ship and back down again. She creates the light energy around your body. And she is, in a sense, kind of human. She brings in these beautiful light energies. She's used to working with, say, earthlings. And she just loves interacting with people. What I'll do is bring in the energies of Janina now for us to experience, if you like. And we're going into one more room on the ship, too. Beth will go into her room where she is, and she'll have her own doctor team there. And they're in groups of three. And so she'll do some nurturing for us right now. So here we go. And I'll bring her energy down here for us to experience. So just again, sit back and relax. And here she comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So I hope this answers your question for you, David. And this is what she does. She's a doctor on the ship. And now you're feeling her energy. So just kind of allow her to do healing work with you. You can communicate with her either mental telepathy or just ask questions inside of your head right now. And she'll do her best to communicate with you. So I'll let you all experience Janina. And I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay. So thank you, David, for answering or asking that question here. It's just wonderful. I enjoy Janina's energy. Comes in. Someone else online?
Hi, Ron.
Hello.
Hi, this is William.
Hi, William.
How are you doing?
Doing very well.
Good. Ron, I wonder if you could perhaps explain a little bit about the ascension process.
Okay.
For me, please.
Sure, okay. Thank you for calling, William.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ron.
Okay. Well, the ascension process, that's a mouthful. Mainly it is every 2,000 years across the universe, the planets have their choice if they choose to go to another dimension. And so in this 2,000-year cycle, what happens is the creation light ship will actually turn off their spiritual energy. Everything is, in a sense, at standstill. And then the planet has the choice if it wishes to materialize again the way it was or to be recreated again in a new dimension or even as a new planet. And then all of a sudden everything gets turned back on again. And this is the way creation keeps track of its creation. And it's the way that it can release any negativity that is there. But mainly it's just the way so the planets can graduate, just like we do here going to school. We go through the different grades, and hopefully at the very end of the process, you're schooled enough that you may want to start over again, possibly. Who knows? But the planets have that choice, and the life forms on the planets also have the choice for the ascension. And so with us, our ascension is to get into our body so that we're able to take our physical body with us to the new dimension of this planet if we choose to do that. And it's a choice. And you have to do the work. It doesn't get done for you. Remember what I told you before, the most important thing is to be in your body. And that's your responsibility. It's no one else's. You have a body that you were born into. Your spirit, if you want to use the word soul, you can use that also. I use the word spirit. And it's up to you to be home, to have this experience. Your spirit is what heals you. And without your spirit, you're not going to have a very good healing because there's no way for the divine to connect with you. So this is your responsibility to be in your body. And it's like graduation time now. Your physical body has been here for a long time. And in its genetic history, and now it's able to graduate. And it's just waiting on you to become fully conscious to do this. Unfortunately, when Jesus did the ascension 2,000 years ago, the planet decided not to shift because it would have killed and terminated the life forms on it. So it decided to hang in there with its same growth pattern for another 2,000 years. So the planet is going through a 4,000 years, say, growth period of the same exact frequency of energy. and it was hoping that everyone on the planet this time around would be ascending, since there was very few last time. And there's actually less people ascending now, percentage-wise, than there was when Jesus walked the earth. So it's kind of sad, but the earth is going to shift. They can't wait for the people here to get on with it. The universal shift is moving. It's like dominoes, a chain reaction, and it's going to happen. So it's up to you to wake up. And that's the main thing, you know, wake up to know that you are able to take a body with you to another dimension, and it'll be wonderful. So don't neglect your body and let it down, because you're the one that's responsible for it. It's just as important, just like eating or bathing or anything else. You have to be responsible for your body. And most people don't honor their body enough. They go into the mental realm and think things out, but they don't consider their body. So the ascension is not for your mind, it's for your body. And your spirit will go on regardless if your body ascends or not. So it'll either be terminated completely, disintegrated, or it'll be able to move through the shift in consciousness to another dimension. It's one or the other. There's no in-betweens here. And it's not as if, you know, it's not like the 100 monkey situation. If one person gets it, you know, 100 will after that. It doesn't work that way. You have to be in your body. I hope this answered your question, William. Anyone else have any questions out there they'd like to call in and ask? And like I said, the creation light ship is what's doing the ascension process. It comes once every 2,000 years to help everyone out here. And mainly its biggest concern is, you know, having the earth spirit do what it needs to do to create a new energy body. And so the earth now is being cleansed of its past traumas. So it will not leave anything behind. So when it does decide to leave, it'll be disintegrated, we'll say, and reformed over again, because it can't leave any kind of emotional trauma with the old creation. It has to be put back into the divine spiritual blueprint of its original creation. That's what it's doing right now, is getting ready to do that. And the new earth is already here. The light only works in the now. And so it's in the now doing this process. And like I said at the first part of the show, we have a brand new energy, in a sense, here right now. It started Tuesday at 12 o'clock noon, Pacific Standard Time. And the divine energy turned off all the energies that it was transmitting and reconnected its energy system to each spirit, or you want to use the word soul, in the body that it created. So whatever was made up of the light, this energy now is hooked up to it much more strongly than it was before. And it's not being beamed down into everything, it's only into its creation. And this is for to enable it to, and help it move out this darkness that's here on this planet. The darkness also is trying to connect with this light energy. The darkness does have a choice whether it chooses to come into the light or not. Before it's terminated, and it can always decide to have a spirit or soul put into its creation. It doesn't matter where it was created, but then it has to obey spiritual law. And the spiritual law is just just being a creative being. And like I said, it's not the laws that was put here with religion from our Galactic Federation and spiritual hierarchy that came here to give us information about how they perceived God was, and how they told us that we're here to incarnate over and over and over again because we never got our last lifetime right. That's the dark side teaching. There's no more reincarnation here as far as being forced here. If someone were to die today, they would not come back. They would be out of the system. That started approximately 2 years ago. And so chances are anyone who passes on will not come back because there's no need to come back because there's really no sense in coming into a baby's body because you're not conscious enough yet to do anything, although they could hold space. But mainly is people need to become more aware of who and what they are, which is spirit. So it's an inward journey. You must connect to your spirit continuously. I would say clean out entities all the time out of your body so your body can become more whole and complete. Do my emotional clearing. I charge $5 for each year of your life to free you from your baggage. If you're over 60, I don't charge over $300. It takes about 1 hour to do, and you're freed up. It's that simple. I have people that have had years and years of therapy, maybe 30, 40 years, and they're cleared instantly. This is divine grace energy working for you. So I'll bring in one more energy before we close here. And I'll bring in the energy of Jesus for everyone to experience, along with Mary Magdalene. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so I'll leave Jesus with you along with Mary Magdalene for tonight. Normally the energy will last for between probably 10 minutes to a half an hour. So you can ask for additional healings and spiritual guidance. Remember, your guidance comes from your heart center, not from your mind. So you want to drop down into your heart. It's very important. You can have voices talking to you inside of your head, and you may think that it's your spiritual guidance. You have to go into your heart to connect. That's where the divine is. So I thank you all for being with me tonight. So hope you all had blessings this evening. This is E.T. Ron, and I'll be on the next show, which will be this coming Wednesday. And the time on the show is 7 o'clock, and it ends at 8 Pacific Standard Time. So have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you later. Thank you.